And now it's time for us to take a look at what the
survey said.
Yes, it's the survey said on Money Life, where we take a look at survey, poll, study, research, and other kinds of data to help you see, A, what people are thinking, and B, maybe where you fit in. And today, we are talking about the 2018 Personal Financial Satisfaction Index, the second quarter PFSI from the American Institute of CPAs. AICPA does a quarterly measure that takes a look at the personal finance standing of a typical American. If you want to learn more, AICPA.org/PFSI. They are on Twitter at AICPA News. Joining me to discuss the Personal Financial Satisfaction Index is Dave Stoltz. He's a CPA financial planner and a member of the AICPA's Personal Financial Specialist Credential Committee. He's also on Twitter, by the way, at Stoltz_Dave. Dave Stoltz, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Glad to be here today.
I don't know that there's anything that's necessarily surprising here, but the fact is that, you know, when you get to a situation where the market has been running pretty much in everybody's favor and what have you, personal financial satisfaction just kind of kept rolling along. We didn't get any surprises here, but I keep waiting for it because, at least emotionally, I keep hearing investors who are getting more nervous. So when you're looking at financial satisfaction, I didn't see the nervousness show up so much. Did you?
No, it's still showing pretty strong. There's a few areas where you sort of wonder if it's the start of the nervousness. For example, part of the index is made up with a CPA outlook where they talk to CPAs and get a sense of what they're thinking. And there was a slight decline this last quarter. And so you wonder if that's sort of the beginning of more nervousness, or whether that's just sort of conservative CPAs always being a little nervous or a little scared just in general.
In terms of the big factors here, I mean, I would have thought we would wind up seeing the employment situation maybe be good, maybe not be good. I mean, you know, we have the narrative says that there are a lot of job openings, but there's nobody to fill them. The empirical evidence has people saying, you know, yeah, I'm looking for a job, but I can't find one that I want, even though supposedly there's so much out there. So there seems to be a bit of a disconnect there. And then you've got inflation, which on the one hand helps you if you're a saver and you're seeing interest rates inch up, but on the other hand hurts you if you're a spender because everything's being more costly. When you've seen inflation rising in the past with the Personal Financial Satisfaction Index, doesn't that normally wind up starting to trigger things going in the wrong direction?
It may. It just kind of has to take more time to see it unfold. You're right about, so that you have this job opening strength. There's, you know, lots of employment, lots of opportunity. Maybe people can actually look for an upgrade on their job, either within a company or without. And then you've got part of the pain side of this index, which is the inflation starting to show up again, taking a decent little jump. And so it is going to be interesting to see how this goes. And then you would generally think full employment sort of also adds to the inflation fuel. And so you're sort of balancing all that out. I would say that in general, these are the times you would say are good times. So there's a couple little cracks maybe showing up in this index, but it's still at an all-time high. And so as you look at the good times that we're in right now, I think it's important to remind yourself, hey, we are in the good times. And then you can also go back and say, let's remember the bad times too, because now the next time the bad times come, which is hopefully a ways out in the future, they won't seem so bad if we can kind of remember that and sort of remember where we are now.
One of the things here is that you guys are looking at personal financial satisfaction. As you point out, you've got the pleasure and the pain indexes within that, the sub factors, et cetera. Help my audience understand, because I think there is a difference. I think there is a bit where we tend to look at your index, which is distinctly different, and think of it like some of the measures of investor optimism.
You're one hell of an optimist.
So how does satisfaction differ from optimism? And how does that translate? If my audience is out there, you could be somewhat pessimistic, but still be satisfied, right?
Yeah, and that's probably happening to some extent. So this index will measure a pleasure component, which is a market index the CPA outlook, home equity, and job openings. And then it also measures the pain part of employment, inflation, taxes, and loan issues. And then it combines those two. So the idea here is that you're taking both the optimism component and sort of the pessimism, and you're trying to weigh them together. And in this case, when it was weighed together, it came out positive and actually going a little bit higher again.
And in terms of people's levels of satisfaction, you know, people are satisfied, but some of the numbers are talking about maybe that, and I don't mean the survey numbers, but the general economic numbers are talking about things like, you know, credit card rates and credit card debt have both been going in the wrong direction for folks, et cetera. So is it not in your mind at all incongruous that, okay, you've got people saying, hey, my level of personal financial satisfaction is higher, at the same time as the studies are saying, you know, our debt problems are getting a little worse and we're not necessarily doing all the right things financially?
Yeah, and so individually, what you and I can do and everybody else can do is look at this index that's showing, you know, we're in good times, and apply that to ourselves and say, well, now's the time for me to personally manage my debt and me to personally take opportunities and so on. If you're going to overlay that onto Congress, you would hope Congress would do the same thing and say, hey, we're in a good time. Maybe we should, you know, reduce a little bit. But that's kind of out of my scope and out of this scope. But personally, I think absolutely you're right. These are the times to address those things, because there's more flexibility in the economy to deal with that. And there's more flexibility in my personal economy, because if things are going well for my job, I've got a chance to reduce that and manage all that. So when the next wave does come, I'm in a better position.
Yeah. Do it when you're feeling happy and satisfied, because if you don't, you're going to have to do it some other time, and that's going to feel a lot worse. Dave Stoltz, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
I was happy to be here anytime.
Dave Stoltz, everybody. He is a CPA financial planner. He is a member of the American Institute of CPAs Personal Finance Specialist Credential Committee. And again, we've been talking about the AICPA's second quarter Personal Financial Satisfaction Index. To learn more about the PFSI, go to AICPA.org/PFSI. They're on Twitter at AICPA News, and Dave's on Twitter at Stoltz_Dave. Okay, we're going to take a break. Why don't you go off and, like, follow everybody on Twitter, do that sort of stuff. And when we come back, there's much more Money Life to go. So settle back and relax. We'll be right back.